getting all the juice.
Mikey's a good DJ.
I like it.
Yeah.
735, 720 WGN, the Kathy and Frank Show. Okay.
Yes.
I'm so excited, but I'm going to ask you guys to call in now with any juicing questions and try to get them in before I, like, totally sabotage Johnny Juicer.
Yeah, raw vegan, if you have questions about, you know, if you considered going fully vegetarian or vegan, Johnny has been doing this for quite a while. He's a health coach, a social media influencer in the space of juicing. Go by his name, Johnny Juicer.
Yeah, look him up on Instagram, and you'll see that clearly it's working for him.
Yeah, he's kind of ripped.
Yeah.
And let me tell you his story. But, you know, this whole, we kind of kicked this off, Kathy, because Kathy asked me, it's like, hey, have you figured out this, you know, the celery juicing thing?
With the medical medium.
Yeah, the medical medium.
Completely Anthony, taken off.
And I'm doing it because I'm a guinea pig for stuff like this myself. Mm-hmm. I like to test things. So I followed his Bible, and I bought the book, and I've been doing it for about
The
liver rescue book.
Because he's got like a bunch, but okay.
Yeah, the liver in specific, because I was having some liver issues, and I thought, yeah, maybe I'll give this a shot, because everyone on Instagram and everyone on social media is saying it's working. Oh my God, do it. Even Sylvester Stallone posted something with him.
I saw that. But,
so I'll give you my testament, and then we'll talk to Johnny about this whole thing. I haven't seen really a difference. I'm doing blood work, and there's no difference in the blood work.
With your liver?
With my liver.
Okay.
My enzymes are super high, and they're naturally, you know, they came down a couple points, but I definitely don't think it's from the celery juice itself.
Well, because last week you were talking about something else you were taking that you think, oh, wait, was that your blood pressure?
That's my blood pressure. Yeah, that was the other juice I was taking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but that's from a bottle, that 120 Life thing. So point being is, I think my theory on this, and Johnny can help us clear it up, is it's hydrating. It's like 90% water. And I think if you're dehydrated and you're doing something like that first thing in the morning, you would be hydrating yourself. So you're going to see a benefit of hydration.
Oh, I see what you're saying, because sometimes they say to just drink a big glass of water first thing in the morning to hydrate yourself, or the lemon water, whatever.
Yeah, but let's ask the expert. He's on the line right now, Johnny Juicer.
Hi, Johnny.
Kathy and Frank, I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
What's up, brother man? What's going on?
First of all, did you hear our wind chills coming up? As you're in California?
I did not.
Yeah, we've got a wind chill warning coming up.
Of what? Like negative?
Yeah, like minus 15 or something. I don't know. Pretty insane. So enjoy California. But so many questions about juicing. I almost don't know where to start. But what about what Frank said about this celery juice craze?
Yeah, Johnny, you're deep in this world, and we'll get to your background in a second here. But this is such a hot topic, especially since Sylvester Stallone, who has like a gazillion followers and is a world famous actor, posted, you know, this thing. And have you seen it with Anthony? What is his last name? Williams or Anthony?
Anthony Williams. Anthony Williams.
What's your thoughts on the celery juice craze?
You know, what's funny is before. It's been around for a while, so I've been following a lot of people who have been in the raw vegan world, juicing world for over 25 years, and it's been around. I've heard about it on YouTube and knew all the benefits about it, and medical medium kind of made it mainstream, you know, and it's all a social media thing. And it does have its benefits. I mean, I've health coached people who obviously are stuck on medical medium and love his stuff and have been doing the celery juice, and there's been people that I've coached in particular that had eczema, and they've seen drastic improvements as well. Like you said, Frank, in the morning, having it first thing, empty stomach, it's got the sodium salts that, you know, help move the bowel. And like you said, it's going to hydrate you. So, I mean, it works, I think, if you do it over time, and especially, I guess, where your diet's at as well. You know, like if you're eating a standard American diet and you're just drinking celery juice every day, I don't know how powerful that can be as opposed to eating a more plant-based diet.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now there's some warnings coming out, of course. Anytime there's a fad or a trend, it seems like warnings come out about it, about how it has to be organic, because celery is one of the most susceptible to pesticides, to holding more pesticides than a lot of other vegetables. And I don't know, thyroid, it can affect your thyroid because of iodine. It's high in nitrates. It's celery has like mycotoxins, susceptible to mold, all these different things. It's crazy. It just seems like with anything, Johnny, like anything in moderation, even if it's healthy for you, it seems you should do it in moderation, right?
It depends. I mean, I'm kind of an extremist. As Frank was saying, I kind of went down the raw vegan path. I was I came from a standard American diet, had a lot of health issues, lost 70 pounds. And I just kept rolling with it because it was working. You know, I never knew I could feel this good at my age. But For some people, I guess, yeah. I mean, just incorporating something and, yeah, maybe moderation does help. But I think incorporating juice at any capacity is beneficial to your, daily regimen, whatever that may be.
Hey, Johnny, maybe you can help answer this question. And again, if you guys have any questions for Johnny, give us a call or a text, 312-981-7200. So my sister was big into the celery juice thing, and we were on vacation visiting family, and they didn't have a juicer. So we went out to like Bed Bath & Beyond, and we got some juicer.
The Orville or the Bevel or the...
Well, no, because it was like... I don't want to say a temporary thing, but we thought the person where we were staying, we didn't think that they would keep juicing. So we just bought one of those cheapies. I know there's a difference between the different kinds of juicers, and we'll get into that in a second. I think it had a difference in how I reacted because I've got one of those juicers. What are the difference between the two? There's like a masticating or...
There's the centrifugal juicer, which... nutrients pretty rapidly because of the high motor, and then there's the slow masticating juicer, which helps preserve the nutrients a little bit longer. They're both good. I mean, I personally think they're both started with a centrifugal juicer and eventually wanted more out of my greens. The slow juicers will yield much more out of your greens and herbs and stuff like that. I think the centrifugal juicers are better for, celery, maybe just some cucumber juice or a simple carrot juice, something like that.
So some simple juices. Here's the deal, though. When we had the less expensive centrifugal juicer, after the celery juice, I got so bloated. I know it's a little personal.
I wonder if, did it give you more pulp in there?
TMI. Yeah, there's a difference in the pulp, isn't there? I don't know, but I couldn't do it with that other juicer because my body just doesn't tolerate raw very well.
Yeah.
And so it does make a difference in the juicer that you get.
Johnny, I follow you on Instagram, and I see like you have a couple different types, one that you're hand cranking and, the one that you're putting a cheesecloth bag with it and the whole nine. Like, you're really into it deep, man. So like,
he's Johnny Juicer.
He's got to be.
I have a closet full of juicers. I have one that I could take on vacation. They actually just came out with a brand new one that's amazing. I always recommend it to people because it's only like $149.99, and it's a cold press juicer, but it's not made as heavy duty as some of the more expensive ones. But the more expensive you go, the slow masticating, I think you get more bang for your buck. You can definitely tell a taste in the nutrients. It's much sharper and it yields much more juice out of greens.
Yeah, for sure. If you guys have any questions for Johnny Juicer, give us a call back, 312-981-7200. A couple of folks were trying to call him. Mike was in the pooper. He's back. He's back now.
Okay, he's back.
He drank some celery juice and had to go.
Wait. All this juice talk, I needed to get a glass of water.
It started moving your bowels and just talking about it.
I see the calls now, though.
You know what's great about the raw vegan community is like bowel movements are like godlike, right, Johnny? Back me up on this, right? Isn't it like a spiritual act to have a spiritual act?
It's so funny. I mean, because I used to have a lot of digestive issues, and I was back, and like I said, I lost like 70 pounds, and in the raw world, I mean, you're just basically eating water and fiber foods all day, and fruit and vegetables. So, yeah, you're definitely moving the bowels. Nothing sticks. Everything's flowing. So, especially if you're incorporating that celery juice.
Oh, that's a bonus. All right, Johnny, we've got a call. We're going to go to Sandra. Or is it Sandra? Sandra?
Hey, Sandra.
Sandra?
Hi, Sandra.
Hi, Sandra.
I just have a question, and then you can answer the question, hang up and then answer if you want. But why can we not just eat the foods to get the nutrients that we need? Why do we got to juice? Why not are we not just eating the right foods?
Good question.
I think that's a great question. And I mean, that's something we should ask ourselves. Why aren't we eating them? That's the problem. We're eating too many processed foods, genetically modified foods, way too many animal products. And I think that we're not eating enough raw fruits and vegetables on a day-to-day basis. I think that especially when it comes to eating salads, we're not filling it with the vegetables we need. We're not putting the right dressing on, right? We're putting these processed dressings that have all this added crap that's loaded with calories. So juicing, like, it cheats the whole process. What I recommend a lot that I do daily is that I drink a 32-ounce green juice. What you're getting in there is 12 to 15 servings of vegetables, raw vegetables. Now, how can you consume that many in one sitting? I mean, that's what I like to ask people because we're not eating that much. It's recommended we're eating one to three servings. And if you cut out the potato, how many people are actually eating that on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, Johnny, we do have to take a quick break here. But I have a ton more. I know you, Kathy, you have a ton more questions.
I know, because
too.
And we got a text about this, about the fiber. There's something about the fiber and enzymes in juicing versus smoothies. And so we'll get to that. And then time of day and people that are sensitive to raw.
And then I've been reading, like, people are like, well, do you even need that much nutrition at one sitting? You know, like, is it really valuable to have all that veggie in one? You know, if the government recommendation is like, you know, two or three servings, you're putting 15 servings into one juice, is it beneficial? But these are the questions you're going to answer, Johnny.
Yeah, so hang on, Johnny Juicer.
Excellent.
All right, we'll be back with more from Johnny Juicer again. If you, it's just like, sorry,
just
every
like
time I say it. Give us a call, 312-981-7200 on WGN.
Johnny Juicer joining us.
It's 748, 720 WGN, the Kathy and Frank Show. Thanks for joining us. Again, if you have any questions, 312-981-7200. Oh, where'd Jeff go?
Jeff had some questions about the different types of juices. But in the meantime, you and I have a couple questions for Johnny.
Yes. In fact, the question that Jeff had is a question that I had for Johnny Juicer. Hi again, Johnny. How are you?
Hi. Great. That intro song was great. I love it.
You got to jack that one, man. Did you know about that?
I did. That's Chance the Rapper. I actually used that in videos before. It's nice. A great song.
Awesome. So people are asking questions about the juicers versus blenders. What's the difference? Do you lose fiber in one versus the other?
Right. So basically, juicing does remove fiber, but it removes the insoluble fiber of the fruits and vegetables. But soluble fiber stays there. Basically, so what it does is it takes that fiber out, and it basically gives you a chance to flood your body with all these nutrients that you're not getting on a day-to-day basis, to bring that flow back into the body, to bring that energy, the clarity back into your body, and to basically flush out all toxins, metals, pesticides, all the stuff that we, from foods that we consume on a day-to-day basis. Blending, see, I've blended all my life. My life didn't change until I started incorporating juices, because with blending, you're using like a processed drink, whether it's like a coconut water or an almond milk from the store, you're throwing in like a handful of greens, some frozen fruit, and some protein powder. You know, what are you really getting from that, as opposed to taking all the structured water from the plants that you're juicing? So that's why it's so healing.
Okay, and you can get your fiber from other sources if you're concerned about that.
Exactly. Fruit. That, so basically, in my diet, I'm being a raw vegan, I eat fruit all day, so water and fiber all day. So it looks like Frank was saying, I have no problem going to the bathroom.
Johnny, you know, speaking of fruit all day, you know, and I don't know if we talked about this before, but, you know, I have a pretty progressive DO, this Dr. Zeiger, who I've seen for 10 years, and he's all about, you know, clean eating and plant-based diets. And but he
what's a DO again?
A doctor of medicine.
Doctor.
It's kind of like an MD, but
I forgot what DO stands for. Okay.
Somebody know what DO is out there? 312-981-7200, Texas. But he's holistic minded, and he highly advised away from eating fruit all day. And I love fruit. I watch you eat watermelon, and I'm like, I'm going to the store and eating like three watermelons. Like, but you consume massive amounts of fruit. Your entire shelving unit's full of fruit. What do you say to the people out there saying that's way too much sugar to have in one day?
I think it depends on, number one, your movement. If you're moving around a lot, or if you're just sitting on the couch. But in my case,
I'm very
active.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the bowels again. Sorry.
No.
Just want to be clear.
I'm very active. But here's another thing: is the processed, refined sugars that are in all the foods that we're eating is what's causing all the problems. You know, fruit sugar is natural for us. You know, it energizes and all the cells in our body. So, and I don't eat all the fruit like crazy. There's a lot of raw vegans out there that eat big bowls of fruit at a time. You know, I basically live off a lot of liquids. I drink a lot of water in the morning. I do fasted workouts, come home, make a green juice, maybe have a smoothie. And then I kind of graze with fruit, whether it be, you know, like you said, watermelon. I'll cut up some mangoes. I don't go crazy with it, but it's basically, you know, I don't wake up in the morning thinking, how am I going to get my, you know, I want to have clarity and energy for my day. And that's right. That's from food. So
don't you miss French fries or
pizza?
Yeah, burgers.
I know you're Italian, Johnny. You gotta miss like meatballs and like the mozzarella.
Oh, that meatballs. Warm bread.
My mom's meatballs. Yeah, my mom's meatballs were the best. I'm not gonna lie.
And listen, nobody's listening, Johnny. Just tell us. Do you ever occasionally just like eat a meatball?
No,
no one's judging.
Funny what? Thing is my mom's actually plant-based now.
Oh, wow.
She actually was able to reverse her heart disease. She got off 7 medications. Her last one this past year, it was a cholesterol pill, from going completely plant-based and incorporating juices every day.
Wow.
So she 100% adopted this lifestyle. And, I mean, to me, it's one of the most gratifying things from everything I do. You know, you can inspire people all over the world, but to actually have an effect on your mother is, I mean, amazing. So
that's awesome,
incredible.
Man.
So if you do cheat, do you cheat? If you cheat, what do you eat?
You got to understand, this is coming from a junk food, a standard American diet, and being sick all the time to being in the best shape of my life and feeling great every day. And it literally has changed my life in every aspect, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically. I mean, I left a job of 12 years, came out to California to build on what I'm doing. And I mean, it just makes me feel so good. So it's probably the most important thing in my life. If I'm cheating, it's probably like a gourmet raw meal where it's like raw pizza and it's very nut-based. But besides that, for the most part, this is how I live.
Do you ever put alcohol in your juice?
No. I used to early on, but okay. You know, I realized I would cheat on the weekends, right? When I first went vegan, I would cheat. I would go out partying with my friends, and I realized I was doing so much good during the week. Let me start taking some weekends and not drink and see how I feel. And it was amazing the difference it had, you know, because alcohol basically just poisons your body, you
That's
know.
That's all it is. It's a big toxin, really.
Yeah.
And the drunk
That's
feeling
it.
Is a reaction to the toxicity.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, another question I have that you brought up, talking about watermelon. I go get acupuncture every now and then, and she is very anti-cold foods that cause, like, dampness in the body or cold. A lot of it, like watermelon, cucumber. She said a lot of people can't digest raw food. And it's very true. If I eat a lot of raw, again, it's TMI, so I apologize for that. But if I eat a lot of raw food, I seriously look 6 months pregnant. What's up with that?
Well, it depends on where the rest of your diet is as well, because I didn't go from point A to point B. I was just started incorporating things. You know, it started with just incorporating green juices. I was still eating my Geno's Eats pizza, but I would incorporate green juice. You know what I mean? And then what happened was your palate starts changing from the green juices every day, and you start gravitating more towards healthier foods, more raw-based foods, mm-hmm. and you start kicking the foods that we're not supposed to be eating. But ultimately, I mean, watermelon is one of the most hydrating things for our body. And it also helps reduce blood pressure. It helps clean the kidneys. It's made up of mostly water, so it's very hydrating. So, to me, there's no, like, for instance, I was at the gym today and people are, you know, drinking Gatorade. And here I buy coconuts by the case. And it's like I'm cracking coconuts and I'm eating stuff that's natural. And all the sugar that's in those Gatorades, like, I can't even fathom drinking a Gatorade ever again. And I grew up drinking that stuff.
Well, not to mention what makes it that color? Like the blue and
exactly.
I don't even want to know.
It's Kathy. It's natural coloring.
Sure it is.
Straight out of the factory. Listen, we got to wrap this up, Johnny. We do thank you for taking the time, buddy. I know you're a busy guy. Where can people find you online and social media and all that?
Yeah. You can find me on johnnyjuicer.com. My main platform is Instagram, so johnny_juicer, no H, JONNY. And I'm on YouTube and everything else, but it's all through my website. You can find it there.
And you have the cutest dog ever. What's your dog's name?
His name is Noah.
Noah.
Look how he lights up when he talks about him.
I know. How long have you had Noah?
I've had Noah 4 years now. He just turned 5. I adopted him actually in Chicago at the Alive Rescue out there.
And what's his Instagram handle?
His Instagram handle is Noah_the_vegan.
Noah the vegan. Yeah. The dog eats celery. He eats everything. Anything Johnny eats, he gives to the dog.
Really?
Coconut water every day. Yeah. He's blessed.
And I'm sure, Johnny, I think we talked about this. You get flack from like veterinarians. Like, you can't feed dogs that kind of stuff. And his dog is perfectly happy and famous.
Yeah. I mean, his blood works great. His hair is great. His energy is great. I mean, if there was any reason why I thought I shouldn't have him on this diet, I obviously wouldn't be having it on him. But
wow.
Awesome. Yeah, he's amazing.
That's awesome.
All right, buddy. Thanks for taking the time, man. We'll talk soon.
Thanks so much. You're the best. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Johnny. That was a lot
of
fun.
Have a good night.
Answered a lot of questions. Thank you. So, I mean, this time of year, people are thinking about new diets and just different ways to be healthy. And I know a lot of people were asking about juicing, a lot of juicing questions.
Yes.
So if that's one way that you think you want to be healthier this year, then check out Johnny Juicer. Coming up after the news break, something I think everyone is going to be quite interested in. Speaking of cheating, we were talking to Johnny about cheating. The best explanation of cheating you've ever had. And yes, that kind of cheating.
And guess what? Not to be ridiculous here, but it's going to be juicy.
Ha!
No pun intended.
Yes, it was intended.
Yes, it was. All right, we'll be right back with the best explanation of cheating I've ever heard.
Hmm.